we did a lot of production and writing in the studio too. So that was sort of part of the plan, was to go into the studio for, you know, a long time, because a lot of these songs were sort of half formed, and there was a lot of songs too. So we went into the studio knowing that we were going to sort of figure out the songs a lot in the studio. So that was all. So the studio became a rehearsal space too.
It's not surprising that the Police Brothers went into the studio to finish their new songs. They have a raw sound that feels like anything could happen at any moment. It's just better to keep the tape rolling and capture their spirit. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The Police Brothers are from upstate New York in the Catskills near Woodstock. They first picked up instruments in 2006 while living in New York City and started busking in subway stations. From their first release to now, they've gathered a high level of praise for their wild and unusual mix of country, rock, folk, Appalachia, and more. Plus, the lyrics tell some very odd and colorful stories. The Police Brothers' new album is chock full of new sounds, samples, electronics, and hip-hop beats that show the band is experimenting and moving in new directions. At one point, they suddenly ended up with a small choir, and when the band came by Studio A, host Aliza Ali got to ask them how that happened.
We recorded the record in a high school that was out of use, and the school board still owned it, and they did a lot of different kind of public stuff, and there was a kid's birthday party there one day when we were recording. So
oh, cool.
We said, hey, kids, you know, you want to sing some songs? And they said, no.
They said, no. Oh.
And they said,
those little brats.
We'll give you some soda. And they said, yeah.
Oh, kids are so easily bought off.
Yeah.
Really? Was it like...
No, they were very willing, enthusiastic. It was fun.
Yeah.
They're cool little kids.
It must be so much fun for kids to shout, please stop shouting. I like that too.
Yeah. Some of the parents were confused. They're like, some of the lyrics were a little weird.
Mama's so mad because he muddied up his suit. Caught in a thorn bush blowing on a flute. Lord God, what is mama do?
'Heard this, and I don't know if this is actually true, but you know, you were said to have recorded in like an old chicken coop. Was that really true or no? Is that just like a story you guys told?
No, we only tell the truth. It was
really?
A chicken coop. Yeah. It's just a big cinder block building that chickens used to live in.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, there's not like chickens in the coop right now.
There's not anymore.
It was, the structure was built to be a chicken coop, but it was renovated to be an empty chicken coop.
Bowling Green, it's the perfect place for girls to meet boys. Don't go skipping around where you're not invited. The man knows how to dress. You've seen him in the Wall Street press. He's a toastable philanthropist. The chair.
That was the Police Brothers with a live version of Ponzi and the track Fire at the Pageant from their new album, Celebration Florida. Take 5 was produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.